This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, August 28th. God's word for you today is, Faith is. This is part 1. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 11, verse 1, and it says, What is faith? It is a confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is a certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead. Before we begin to look at growing our faith, let us first answer the question, what is faith? The first thing we need to realize about faith is that faith is higher than hope. Hope is wanting something to be that is not, and having no assurance that it will be. Faith, on the other hand, is because of the assurance that it will be. We are hoping to have something that is not. Huge difference. When I am watching a movie, because I like the good guy, I find myself not wanting him to die. The actor is not supposed to die, but some sadist script writers make the actor die. So I am watching and in my mind hoping that the actor will not die. Guess what? That is just hope. That is no assurance. Hope is a good thing. It keeps body and soul together. It will be terrible for anyone to be hopeless. It is always good to have hope. But faith is bigger than hope. Imagine you are having a party and you send out invitation cards to people. Then you decorate your house and set the tables. And you sit back looking at the time, hoping people will come. Meanwhile, nobody has told you they will come, but you have cooked a nice meal and set the table. However, if you ask your guests to RSVP and confirm that will come, then you know X number of people will definitely come. And because they are people of integrity, you know they will show up. That is faith, because you have an assurance. The RSVP is an assurance that they will come. Guess what? The word of God is the RSVP for us, that it will come through for us regardless of what we are facing. And God always keeps his word. So it is only hope until you have a promise. When you have a promise, it becomes faith, particularly if the person promising has integrity. Secondly, faith is a response to God's promises. God has given us promises in his word. Promises of his presence, his power, his salvation, his deliverance, his healing, and his restoration. God has given us promises. Hebrews 11 verse 7 says, It was by faith that Noah built a large boat. He obeyed God. Noah moved by faith in response to God's promise that there would be rain. Noah did not just call a family meeting and said, How do you think God will move? Shem says, maybe by fire, and Ham says, by poisoning, and Japheth says, God will open a tap. Then Noah says, great idea, let's build the ark. Sadly, that is how many people have strategy meetings to forecast the future. It is such a pathetic way to operate when you have a God that can give you instructions. Let us pray. Father, your word is my confident assurance. Please help me to always respond to the promises in your word in faithful obedience in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.